Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Here we go. Noelle in Danbury says, I met my husband when I was just 19 and he was 19 and I was 28. We've been married for 4 years. His mom just found out about our age gap and she said I should have told her my age before I got with her son. Was I supposed to check and ask for her permission or what?
No. No. And her son didn't tell her that either. Mm-mm. Yeah. But, I mean, what was you going to do? Check her? Stop her? They've been married 4 years now. You should have told me. So you could have what? Stopped the marriage that's been going on for 4 years? They might be happy. I tell you what, though, Mama. It wasn't nothing you could do. She was putting that 28-year-old thing together and, you know, and parking it and putting it. That boy right there, he had no choice. He had to marry her. He asked her to marry her the first night they slept together. I know that right. Oh, yeah, I want this the rest of my life. I want to marry you.
All right, moving on to Catrice and Dothan. Catrice writes, my associate's husband DM'd me for a year, sending memes and telling me I'm beautiful. I blocked him finally, and I jokingly told his wife to keep an eye on him. She said it was cool because I'd never be his type. Should I show her the DMs?
Wow. See, first of all, you didn't jokingly tell his wife nothing. Ha-ha-ha-hee-hee-hell.
Okay.
See, you didn't jokingly tell his wife nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then his wife said, you ain't got to worry about that. You wouldn't even be his type, no way. That was a slap in your face. Yeah, now you want to slap her back.
Ow.
See, ain't neither one of y'all need to be talking to each other.
Yeah.
But she's
neither one of y'all.
Foolish. Yeah.
But you was jokingly. You know, maybe she jokingly told you. Maybe she was joking, too. Foolish.
All right. How she laughs, Steve, one more time.
Yes.
All right, Steve. Moving on to Pony.
Okay. You still
Durham.
Chuckling over there? Okay.
Moving on to Pony in Durham. Pony writes, I drink Pony. The expensive stuff.
First of all, let me start over here. Ain't nobody named Pony. Ain't nobody nicknamed Pony. I've been alive a long time. I ain't never called nobody Pony.
Well, this one is Pony. Pony in Durham says...
Is Pony a girl?
Yeah. Oh, Pony's a dude.
Oh, she Pony. Fine. Come on.
No. Pony's a guy.
Oh. Pony is a guy.
Yeah, Pony is a guy. Yeah. Like
that's
the genuine
Phillip.
Song.
That number Philip. That's all it is. That's Philip.
Pony is his name. I drink the expensive stuff and so does my girl. That's what he writes. She has a habit of inviting her friends over to drink our top shelf bourbon that they can't afford, so I locked the liquor cabinet. She said it's her liquor too. If that is the case, should I make her buy it?
Well, it is her liquor too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't want to share your little top shelf. But how much it costs? Let's talk price.
Bourbon, top shelf.
Let's just say a good one, a good real bottle, about two something.
What's the top shelf bourbon? What is that, Woodford?
Well, what's the one with that horse on it? Blended?
Pony.
Oh, yeah, pony.
The one with the horse on it.
Yeah, you seen it before, Steve.
That's like coming like in like 3D in the bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
The horse head, I don't know. Junior, he don't know. He can't drink. He drink, he'll have a crisis, so he can't. I know he can't drink. Well, no, I take that back. Oh, my bad. Wrong person, sorry.
Okay, anyway, give Pony some advice.
I don't know what to tell Pony. Hey, man, it's her bourbon, too. You done locked it up. You don't want to give it. Hey, look, man, here's what you do.
Her friends.
Buy two different bourbons. One for you and your girl and one for company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's all you do.
Yeah.
And now y'all want this is out. When company come over, the other one go in the, up under.
Okay, all right.
Maker's
they
mark.
No,
Maker's
that
mark. That's with the red dripping label on it. That ain't about nothing.
Well, no, Woodford is up there.
You don't even drink.
Blanton's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. See. What'd you say, Junior?
You don't even drink, Blanton.
Yeah.
I know I don't, but I just wanted to, you know.
I don't know bourbon.
Getting
like
some mess.
No, messy. Really, I would, you know, but if I drink, I'm going to drink top shelf. I'm not going to drink nothing, you know.
Yeah, your head just dying in this thing.
Because you bought some cheap stuff.
No, that's not his issue. Well, that the friends come over and drink.
He should buy two different bottles. You got company bourbon and y'all's bourbon. Now, if they want to keep coming over and drink some of this, you know.
For what?
Boone's Farm, dip. That's what we drink.
Said the non-drinker.
Boone's Farm.
That'll stop them from coming right there.
We out of bourbon, but we got this wine in the box. What y'all want to do? What's the next one, Shirley?
All right, last one. Anitra in Dearborn. Anitra writes, my husband thinks that arguing is a sign of a healthy marriage. I hate arguing. To protect my peace, I wear AirPods and listen to music when he's upset. I love this. He said I need to pay attention to him when he's angry. Do I have to listen to him?
Not really. I mean, look, men have a device in our head that we have our built-in ear pods. When y'all talking, we know how to shut y'all out and don't hear nothing. Don't hear nothing. And I'm going to tell you what's really a waste of time. For you to be talking to me in a serious discussion about something I don't want to hear over the phone, oh, you wasting your time. I set the phone down.
Yeah. And walk away?
No, I don't walk away. I leave it there. I just lean back and keep watching TV. Yeah.
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 And then just periodically pick it up and go,
No, I don't even pick it up. Just go, yep. All
right, yeah. Come right in with them.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I see where you're going. Yeah, I see. I feel. You know, I show concern. You know, but I don't really. I know what you said. You said it 13 times. Hell, I got it. And that's y'all problem. Y'all keep repeating stuff. Make sure we got it. We got it. We will do it no damn way. We got it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.